So I forgot to tell you guys, I fought one of my friends. We had like a fallout and then we didn't talk for like 2 weeks. I can't be looking at Sophie, that's going to really stress me. So I'm just going to try to look at the camera. And after 3 weeks, we reconciled just suddenly. And then we fought again. So yeah, I cut him off completely. Anyways, welcome back to another episode of Friends Unfiltered. I have my defense today, but my priorities are here. I'm trying to save you guys, so please, yeah, this is just like proof that the love is real.
Yes, sir.
So I have two guests with me, two kids actually. So just let them know who you are. You can look at the camera. You can look at me. Your name, what you do.
I'm Kumbi. I'm a model and makeup artist.
Ogun, my name is Kyrie. I do TikTok.
Okay. I also forgot to tell you guys, I didn't realize that my podcast charts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So I think I found out like 2 days ago and I can't stop talking about it because it's actually mad, because that means I've charted more than this, because I've had like better years, but like now I still have better years again. So I think right now I'm number five on the mental health podcast charts, and then overall we're like 67 in Nigeria. So I think we're doing pretty good, and it's all thanks to you guys. So keep sharing, keep listening, rate, subscribe, blah blah blah. Okay, so second chances, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let me ask you guys first, is there any scenario where you give someone a second chance and you regretted it not long after? Let me start with you, Kumbi.
Don't give out second chances that often.
Okay.
But, yeah, there obviously have been some occasions that I regretted it, or I just felt like, what was the point?
Any more detail you'd like to share?
So I had a fallout with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't end badly. Like, I don't really have all these dramatic fallouts and stuff. I just stopped talking to you. It's really not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
I've just cut you off. And for me, that's not actually very hard. Detachment has become very easy.
Mm-hmm.
I might tolerate you for a while. Like, if I know proximity wise, we're going to be like in the same place, like maybe we're roommates or same school. When we're in school, I'll tolerate you. You will realize that I'm just managing until I leave, because I know that at the end of the day, we're going to have exams, I'll change roommates, I'll change, everything is just going to change, and we won't be in the same space any longer. But even when I give those second chances, we cannot be as close as we were initially. It will just not work out that way. And maybe it's just me, maybe I'm just, I have bad character, I don't know. But I can't trust you the same way anymore. Yeah. I won't even put as much effort as I put the first time into the friendship or everything. Like, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget.
I think me being in the final semester has really brought out my stubborn side, because I actually really don't give any fucks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything happens this semester, I'm like, okay, we're going to be gone in a few months either way. And like, most of the friendships are built on proximity, like you said. Once we're outside these walls, like, we're done. So what am I going to be giving second chances at this point in? Like, right now, I know my ride or die is at least from this school. So I'm not trying to savage or, you know, look for anything that isn't worth working on. So let me ask you too.
Like me, I have like a completely different take from both of you. Because me, I am very, very second chancey. Like, I can give like 50 chances. Like,
benefit of doubt.
Yeah, that's what's the thing about me. Like, I'm... Because I don't know the deal, like, we're all human beings. Like, people tend to fuck up. Like the same way you fuck me over, the same way I would also fuck you over. But, so, like, let's just be fucking each other like
that. I actually think that people that think like this fuck up a lot.
Yes, and then you're trying to make up for it. It's a coping mechanism to me. Because you know that, okay, I fuck up, so, like,
let me
do
one
to others, and I want them to do one to me.
I don't really say that because, I mean, like, okay. I don't know the day, like, when somebody do, if I do something bad to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I do something bad to you, and then me, that is my own character. Like, I might not be purposely doing it bad to you, but like, you okay, like we're two different human beings, right? Me, I might be a more reserved person, like you're a more energetic and outspoken person, and then you would like do something that is within your own character, and then I would see it as something that you've done that is bad. But in your own defense, like you're just chill, like you're just living your normal life, and the person will be like, oh, this person has done this. And so I usually like tend to understand why somebody did what they did.
Okay, but when you say second chances, you know, most times, as you said, you could give like 50 chances. I feel like obviously there'll be things that you try to tolerate as a human being, because you know that everybody makes mistakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So when I say second chances, it's not like that's like the second thing or first thing they've done to me. That's the time, that's when you've passed the line, like you've actually gone above and beyond, and I know that, okay, this one, I'm not gonna like chill about it anymore. Because I don't deep things that much. I try my best to just fashy. Okay, you did this. Muscle life, you know, move on, you get. So if you keep doing something over and over and over again, and another thing I have is that I don't really complain often. So you might not even know that you've pissed me off. I'll just know, and you're not aware. So like, I'll try not to hold that against you, because it might be your character, as you said. And if I don't tell you to let you know so that you can change that character, that's my fault. That's like a fault of mine. But I can still give you a lot of chances first, like to prove to me that, okay, you're not like this for real. Maybe you just had a bad day or something. Because like sometimes you can't really blame it on their character. Everybody's going through different things at different times. But then that second chance, it doesn't mean that's like the first thing they've done and you're forgiving. I feel like that's like when you hit the last straw and you know that, okay, from this one, I'm going to cut you off. I'm not even going to like...
Something that should have warranted a cut off, and then you now give a second chance.
So like you can still be giving those chances little, but then there are some things you do that are almost unforgivable, or at least it'd be very hard to forgive.
Okay, so we've said the regretting side. So if you... the audience have any experience where you actually love that you gave someone a second chance and you can share, I think maybe we'll get to that for ourselves. But the next thing I have here is dwelling on past mistakes or clinging up to the hope of a bad situation preventing you from moving on. Okay, I think like wait, let me digest this thing. For example, how can dwelling on past mistakes or clinging to hope of a bad situation? Okay. Like something bad has happened, then you want to, instead of you to move on, you're clinging on to it.
Yeah.
Like that type of, so do you have any, does that happen to you often? Let me ask.
I won't say it happens often, because I said I try not to deep stuff.
I think this one is more like giving yourself a second chance.
Yourself?
Yeah, because...
Okay, is it like you do something bad to someone?
Either you do something bad to someone, or something bad happens to you. Exactly.
Oh, so you have to forgive yourself in the situation.
You give yourself a second chance.
Well, sometimes, because at the end of the day, you can't run away from yourself. You cannot avoid yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If it's another person, you can choose to avoid them, but you can't avoid yourself. So at the end of the day, you would have to give yourself a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to just die from depression or something, because you have to move on eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you should just learn from your mistakes. Try your best to use every experience as a lesson and learn from your mistakes.
Okay, let me ask you a question, like an ethical question. So if, for instance, in school here, we don't they don't take cheating lightly. If they catch you and they give you like incident form, or no, let's switch it. If you were the invigilator now and you catch someone cheating, what is your take on that type of thing? Like, if this is a rule, like you have a principle that okay, don't do this thing, or you have boundaries, or let's even leave an example. Let's say you have boundaries generally, you don't do this, and then someone does it, and personally, your principles, everything, like it doesn't align.
Mm-hmm.
You get second chances in those situations. And I'm not saying answer as per you want them to, if, in case you cheat, they will hear this podcast and they'll be like,
oh, they will hear it. I was about to plead the fifth. Oh, yes. Like, I was going to skip that question.
Okay.
So, wait, but you've changed it now to
Let's move on.
Yeah, so, like, if it's against my morals, really, like I have everybody has like their own moral compass, but mine is very, very different from a lot of people. Very flexible. So I can also be flexible with how I, like if someone does something to me, right, and like I know that this person thinks different from me, like because okay, like how do I put it? you can be a Muslim person and then I'm a Christian. I know how like some Muslims like they can like use the sink to wash their legs.
Mm-hmm.
And like me, I'm like, mm-hmm. and in my mind, I'm like, why would you do that? But like, I mean, it is your own belief. So like, I can understand and like it would piss me off, but I would not come to you and start screaming like, oh, why did you do this? Why did you do
that?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can be flexible with how I
give out. I think I get what you're trying to say. So,
but at the end of the day, it still depends on your
crime. Principles then per se, because it's like, it's just, what I call it, like an ick that you can just give a pass exactly. Yeah. I'm talking about like actual principles that this is a yes or a no thing. Like if it's a no.
Give me an example of a principle.
Okay. Principles are like boundaries. I don't know. Let me see. Okay. Cheating. Not exam wise, but like relationship. Cheating relationship is like, is a deal breaker for you to cheat and then you get cheated on. That kind of thing. Are you going to give a second chance? Or are you going to, is it stamped? Because I mean, it's a boundary and a principle for a reason. So how often do you now, since you said it's flexible, how flexible is it that you can actually, exactly.
So like, if my girl cheats on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, depends on how bad the cheating was.
Ah.
Like how deep did you go into that cheating? Like how, like I have to know the details of the cheating.
Like, you didn't want to do that to yourself.
Oh, I need to know the details of that cheating.
Ah.
But like I wouldn't. I mean, cheating is cheating. That's why I would. I don't think
is
I would.
Is it like, deal for you?
Exactly. Like I've never been cheated on, so I don't know how I would react. Okay. But me thinking right now, it's a deal breaker.
Is that a deal breaker for
it
you?
Was. I don't do take backs. As I'm going outside, stay outside.
What if it's like emotional?
That's your business.
Yeah.
Because did I tell you I don't have emotions too? And the thing about it is that when it comes to cheating, I think people believe when they enter relationships that they can get 100% of what they want from a person. And then they realize that, oh, this person only has maybe 70% of what they want. So they look for the remaining 30% outside. It might not even be as much as that. It might just be something that happened randomly, like it just came up. Maybe the girl was, you felt like she was enticing you, or you just felt sexually attracted to her, or led on. But the fact that you don't have self-control on its own is a very big ick for me. You cannot control yourself. You didn't think about my feelings when it came to that. You were hiding it from, because definitely most of them will hide it. You didn't care about how I would feel when I found out about this. You didn't care about me in that situation. So why should I care about you eventually? Do you get? And especially because when you enter a relationship, you should talk about your deal breakers. It's something that they should be aware of. So you knew that if you did this, I'm not coming back, and you still chose to. Like, clearly, you've made up your mind. What if they drugged you? Did they tie you? Well, you know, when you say you love someone, the thing is that I feel like you should not love someone at your own detriment. I'm sorry, maybe I'm selfish, but I will not love you, like, to my detriment. It's love, but, like, I'm not going to... Right now, I feel like at this stage, I'm not looking for that. So, like, at my age, maybe right now, I know that... As you are doing this for me, I can obviously find another person. So like, don't play games. Don't try to be smart. Do you know how many people are in most girls' DMs? And I'm dodging them for you, and you're embarrassing me outside. You guys don't understand. Like, I'm literally saying no to how many people for you, and you're here doing
that. This tone is getting pressed now. I hope you're catching it. I think
it's catch it though. Catch it. And you're doing what?
I was going to say things like this.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Experience, so.
You said something. You know, Ella, you mentioned you now detach easily.
I detach easily.
Is it good?
I feel like I don't. It's good and bad. Yeah, I don't allow myself to get close enough.
So you withdraw.
So I withdraw. Like, I don't give 100% until I'm very, very, very certain. And I think it's even of recent that I tried to give 100%, but before, never.
Your heart,
before you see 60%, you suffer.
Like, if you can detach very easily, like, to me, it's a good thing all around.
It's good, but at the same time,
it also depends on what you're benefiting from it. If there's no benefit, then, like, why not detach?
But the thing about it is that when I'm saying detach, it doesn't necessarily mean that they might have done. Okay. No, it's instant. I'm instant. Sorry.
Oh.
It's like I don't know how, but like mentally I can go on and off with my feelings. Like just do something anyhow. I've had it since like even secondary school. Like it's not now. I've had it for a very long time. Just do anyhow, and I know that okay, this one I'm not even going to lie myself.
We're
done. But one thing I do is that I don't block.
Mm.
Unless I know that I'm not going to unblock you.
Okay.
If I block you, you're not getting unblocked. Yeah. Like I'm very certain that you're not getting unblocked. Like you're going to stay there. And if I block you online, I block you in person too.
Mm.
Don't see me and greet me. I'll walk past you like a ghost. Honestly. Oh. So as I said, maybe it's bad character.
Yeah, it could be, but at the same time, it could just be standard.
I feel like it's just coping mechanism also, I guess.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Because I don't like crying. I try my best not to cry for people. So I don't think I've even cried from breakfast or anything like that before. Breakups, I've never cried for a man. And by God's grace, I will not start now.
Amen. So, how do you react to being pressured to give second chances? Like, is someone, is that pressuring you as part being persistent or pressuring us by being entitled to a second chance? How do you react to it? No, you know how people can
be. That's what I'm saying. Try that one, and then obviously I'm just not going to,
because
it's my choice. Like, you know when people are forcing you to do what you don't want to do, and you're like, you know what, for this thing, I know we don't have that kind of thing. Like, that's how it is for me. But if you're like being persistent, and I see that remorseful, like, under, like, it actually depends. There's somebody that I fell out with last year, and I cut him off. Like, bad, but I cut him off. He apologized so many times, and as the prideful person that he is, he doesn't apologize often. Like, he really doesn't apologize to people much.
Mm-hmm.
I did not reply to you. I think I told you about
it. I did not
forgive until like this year, and then we can talk like how it was before. Jiggets, like, you just text me, call me randomly or something. Like, don't text me, I will not reply. Just call me. Just call me, to be very honest.
You're welcome, because
like, just call me. I feel like that's the only way to actually get to me. So, like, we could just start talking and laughing and things like that. That's how it's. I need that break. I need space. I need that space. Like, I need time to heal myself. That's the thing about me, even detaching. Even if I want to, like, get closer to the person again, I'll need that time.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a year. It could be 6 months. I just need, like, time away from you. Let me forget about it. I have very bad memory. So let me forget all the details. Forget all the details first, and then you can, like, try to come back into my life. I need to forget. I need to, like, get over it by myself without your influence. And know if I can, like, okay, actually maintain a relationship with that person still, move on.
You know, in the beginning, I mentioned that I had a fallout with a friend, and then we meet back, and then so basically, was it, you know, the first time that we fought, it was kind of, we both made errors, and then I'm confrontational most times, so I actually started the conversation that what's going on, and our energy is off, I did this, but you did this, and then we hashed it out, and then it goes back, started talking, and then this person did something, like, I won't say a deal breaker, but it's a major ache for me.
Yeah.
And I called him out on it, and then their response was the opposite of remorse. And that just ticked me. I was like, you know what? No. I'm actually done. And it's like, I've gotten to that point where they are blocked outside. I won't block inside, but you can keep monitoring my life like most people. I'm not going to block you. Like, you see everything, but outside, no, don't greet me. If you greet me, I will actually embarrass you. No, honestly, I think it wasn't like that before. It wasn't that deep before.
Yeah.
But recently, it's deep. Do you understand that? Like, if we're not talking, don't
like,
try.
How bad can what the person did be? Like,
you know how something is a pattern, but you're overlooking it? You know how she said it earlier? You're just overlooking it. Like, okay, this is so annoying, but maybe this is how you are. But the point is, like, who you are is not good. Like, you're not a good person. Do you understand? So I can't keep making excuses for you. It's that you're done. Do you understand? Go and be better. And when you're better, be better for whoever else comes into your life afterwards. It's definitely not going to exactly. It's not going to be for me.
Not yet to be doing Bob the Builder for anybody.
Exactly.
Like me, I can cut off, but I don't know. Like, if the person sees me, like, my own cut off is very. The people have not even finished cutting. Like, I will cut off and, like,
you need more, yeah.
Yes, like, because me, I feel like at the end of the day, like, as a human being, like everybody is benefiting from each other. So like I don't know where.
No, I agree with that. So let me just say that some people I am not benefiting from at all. They have nothing to offer. They are leeches. They just take and take and take. And when it's
that's why I said, like, if you're not benefiting from the friendship that you can, like,
well, some of them are not even friends. Just come on acquaintanceship. I'm not still benefiting anything. I'm like, you're trying to. Anyways, I don't want to get into that.
But like, I get you, because me, if I call you off and maybe after a while, like that first week, like, don't even come near me. Don't even try to have conversation. Don't try anything if you see me outside. But eventually, like, if you wave at me, I'll wave at you. Mm-hmm. But don't expect me to initiate conversations or like try to be in your space, because I was doing fine without you initially, like before you came into my life. And I'll be fine after you. It might hurt for a while though, but we'll go do all right. Like, that's how it is at the end of the day.
Okay, so we're going to play a quick game. I'm going to say like some hypothetical stuff. Like, I'll give an instance and then you guys will say your yes or no together, like whether you can give a second chance for it or not. You get.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is cheating.
No.
Okay. A friend stealing from you.
Yes.
Like, you can, oh, you steal too. No, that one is clear. Mm.
Stealing.
Like, some people, stealing is a big thing. Mm.
Stealing, like.
No, like, an item. Small, yeah, something. What is small? What is big?
Like,
nah.
No.
Like, you steal from me and then hide it. And
yeah.
Come to me and come up. It didn't happen to me. Okay, I'll give you a scenario. I won't say exactly what happened. Okay. So let's say a friend's phone got stolen or something, and then he was looking for it. And the person that was looking for it the most
was the person.
Was the thief. So like that kind of situation. That kind of situation.
Was it me?
No.
Like, yeah, it's not you. It's me. That's what I'm saying. Like, someone else stole my phone.
And the person I was helping look for it was
I couldn't pinpoint it on the person.
The reason I even like they found out was because he found the item on the guy. Do you get? So he was very, very sure that, oh, you're the one. After doing all this.
Like, let me tell you my story. So I give this guy my phone to go for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in my hole. Because I was going for one, I don't even know why I went for that concert, but I went like in what's it called? Amphitheater. Boring. I don't know why I left, but there was no light, so I left my phone with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came back. Funny enough, there was one guy that was outside that's like he accidentally smashed his phone on the floor, and I was laughing at him. Like, I was laughing like mad. Like, I was laughing too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, and I entered my room, I told him a joke. But I was joking about the phone outside. I was joking about, like, how this guy just broke his phone. Because like, the guy that was being so cartoonish about it, was saying, like, I was like, what's wrong with this guy? No, like, it was an accident. Like, it fell on the phone. Was now being so cartoonish about it.
I think I know this person.
Then, okay, I entered my room, right? Then I was laughing about it. Then I was like, bro, where's my phone?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's on your table now. And I looked away and I didn't say anything there. I'm telling you that, like, to this day, me and that guy are still, like, the closest friends. Like, I don't know. I could have said it was him, right? But, like, I didn't have any evidence that it was him.
Mm.
And, like, he wasn't somebody that I had known to have done something like that.
Well, did you eventually find out it was him? Did you eventually find out? Or was just, like, suspicion?
Like, I don't suspect. I don't know. I suspect everybody. But out of everybody, he's one of the least people I suspect. That's the thing.
Even after he left him.
Yes, because I don't know. The story is that he left the room. There were two people sleeping in the room. So I don't know.
Yeah,
kind of. So he's watching this video. Yeah. Yeah.
But the guy is my guy, sha.
You're not going to be your guy, okay? Okay, so the last question, because of time, if you find friends, two mutual friends who gossiping about you,
mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a second chance?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, so let me give you guys this quick story time.
Wait, sorry. It depends on, like, how the conversation they're having is.
Yeah, how bad it is. Yeah,
exactly. Let me give you this story time. So, this friend of mine gave me their phone. Gave me their phone. I was meant to send something to myself, but from him. I don't cast the gender already. Oops. Anyhow, Sha. But there are two people involved. I'm not going to say the second person is a girl, but anyhow, Sha. And then I searched for my name so I could, like, because we haven't texted in a while, because we see it almost every time. And it was not my chat that popped up first. It was another person's DM. And I was like, okay. And I could see the preview of the text, and it wasn't something nice. And then I said, I don't go tap K. I just touched it. And you guys would not believe that that was, I think it was 31 out of 107 times my name was in their DM. 107 times I'd come up in the space of, I don't know how long I had had that chat for. That's how often my name came up. And I didn't know how to react. I was so shocked. Like, someone so close to me can talk about me so much. It's another person, not so close, but another person I say Rachel. Yeah. I was like, who is safe?
Who is actually safe?
Yes. And I don't know, for the longest time, because he was there. So I was trying to get myself together. After I left, I felt so overwhelmed. Like, I know, but I started reading some of the things. Some things were like nasty. I didn't even give you one. So, PTSD. One of the things was like, I think I posted on Instagram one time, and then he entered this person's DM, and they were like, they sent my post to the DM, and I like, he thought he ate. I was like, wow.
Really?
Wow.
Well, like, did you eat?
Like, why did
you eat? He was also in the comments. And oh, she like, was in the comments too. Hyping in her life. Anyways, let's go.
Are you guys two friends? Huh?
We're not friends. Yeah, but like, they think we're friends. They don't know till now that I found out. I never confronted them on it.
It's like, that's smart, sure.
It's like keep your enemies closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
not to trust them.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, keep your enemies closer. That's something that I really took like to heart this year. Like, if I know you're like that, I'm going to be besties, so.
I just have to do my own back, sure. Like, that's the
thing. Back, but like, how do I want to do my own back?
Like, there's no point. That's just how I am. To be fair, there's actually no point. There's no point, but like, the person can't really select. Okay, it depends, sir. Because me, my own was, I gave someone my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I'm just going to leave that story. That story is kind of deep. Like,
just give us a preview now. We're all spilling tea here.
That tea is hot, too. Like,
how we're supposed to be served.
Like, it has been boiling since last
year. Oh, God, we serve this tea or you're not serving.
Okay, so, let me just say. Like, I gave someone my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy took my phone and, like, was scrolling through and he saw something
that was
not meant to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told the person about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was like,
it wasn't your place to say anything.
Exactly. Like, and me and this person were friends. Like, all three of us are friends, right? Like, we're close friends. So, I'm like, why would you, like, go behind my back and do this? Like,
in every trio, there's a duo.
Exactly.
In terms of loyalty.
I was like, why would you go behind my back and do this?
Maybe he's more loyal to the other person than to you.
I mean, yeah. But then I never, ever, like, went to him to talk about it. Like, he's probably going to see now.
Yes, now.
Bro, I know, like, bro, I'm telling you that I
know. Let me just mistakenly send the link to them.
Exactly. I'm telling you, like, I know.
I think I have one other example. Okay. But then this is before I was in contact with the person.
Mm.
So I resumed, should I even go into detail? I resumed late 100 level, right?
Same.
So I was in Ikpe room and I started hearing a lot of rumors about myself from nowhere. I resumed this. I didn't really talk to a lot of people, but then a lot of my friends that I eventually made were guys.
Mm.
Just keep that in mind. Because, I don't know, I find it hard to even make friends. Like, female friends.
Yeah,
I find it very, very difficult to make friends. So, unless you, like, approach me and then you want to be a friend or you want to, like, hang out and stuff like that, there's, like, a very, very, very low chance that I'm going to do that myself. Do you get? So, that's what happened in 100 level. And then, I don't know, it kind of, I started hearing a lot of shit about myself, and then I had one in particular. So the babe was angry that one of her male friends that she knew like years ago was getting close to me, like talking to me, not talking to her, stupid shit. I'm like, I'm in secondary school, why are you doing all, even in primary school stuff, I won't even behave like this. And then she started bashing me, calling me, saying I'm from the streets, I'd be different thing. I was like, from where to where now? Like, come on, you don't even know me. I didn't even know who the girl was. I didn't know her name. I had seen her before. And then I think I complimented her hair before something. Do you get? I didn't know her. She didn't know me. So it was just very, very awkward. Like, you didn't know, like, you don't even have any idea of who I was or anything. Did you get? No problem. And I think I was studying one day in the hall and she was there because, like, anyways, I was studying in the hall, right? And she was there. And then she would not come and be talking to me, like, what, geez, or like, talking to me nicely and all. And I know that the person I heard it from, bro, the person I heard this thing from was especially she told directly. So I knew that, okay, there was like, it was very, very, very true. Because she didn't even say it, like, to him alone. Other people were there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally bashing me in front of people that I don't know. Like, they're just bashing me for no reason. And then we moved to main campus, right? And I started seeing her more often because we're in the same hall. Let me just be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So greeting me. So greeting me so nicely, talking to me. And I'm like, Mio, I told you I don't have forgiving heart. So, like, I obviously, I was very, very, like, against it at first. Because you can't be saying shit at my back and not have the balls to come to my front with that same attitude. Like, if I don't like you, there's no way in hell I'll form and tell you that I like you. You will know, clear as day. I don't hide it. I do not hide it. That's one thing I know that I'm very certain about. If I don't like you, I'm not even going to associate myself with you. Why are you not trying to put yourself in the spaces that I'm in? Do you get it? Like, and you don't know that I'm aware of this thing. Because obviously, there's no way I would have confronted her now. I do not know who she was. I literally found out her name from that, like, situation. I found out what she looked like. Because I was like, I didn't know this girl I complimented that last time.
Maybe that is the goal, actually. Talk shit about it to get known. I mean, that can happen. It can be like, she can be a fan girl.
That's a fan girl. Eventually, I let it go eventually because she was actually acting okay and all. But, like, when those things happen, you know not to trust this certain type of... Even your friends, I won't trust them. Because I won't say birds of the same feather, but at the same time,
they fuck together.
There's an element of truth in that. Mm. And if, like, who else would you have been bashing it to if not them?
Mm.
If you're bashing him, like, who else are you going to be bashing it to? Obviously, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were in on that, like, we can't be close, but we could be cordial. Mm. You get? So, like, eventually, I just forgave. Like, I don't remember the situation now because, like, we're actually pretty cool and all, but it was very funny.
I hope you remember that you did this once upon a time.
Siri. And I know about it.
Okay, so I have some other instances. Let me ask Kyrie this one. Have you ever wanted a second chance from someone and they didn't give it to you? That's question one. Just answer quickly.
Like, I've been in like 50 relationships.
So yes. Okay. And have you ever wanted a second chance and you didn't get it, and then that same situation or something very similar happened to someone else and the person got it?
Like from me?
No, another person. Like,
oh yes.
Okay. So I think that is second chance envy. Yeah. It's like you do something and then you get cut off and someone else does and then you let it slide.
From the same person.
From the same person. So sometimes it's like, it's not, rich, it's not, you know, what you did, it's just the
you.
Yeah. Like, okay, from you, I can't take this.
Exactly. And that is like completely understandable.
They put you like so high, like ranking and rating and all, and you fuck up like this. And then this other person that, like,
I don't really rate. Yeah.
So what you do is not really it's not that deep. My life.
But that is so sad because a lot of times it's actually the other way around. It's because I don't rate it that low, I make it deep.
And
this life is not balanced, yeah. And then next circumstance or situation is fake second chances where you pretend to like be cool with someone after they fucked up and then you just send a people you brought.
You do that. Like I said, I give 50 after million chances.
I can never be direct.
Like I do it a lot.
Why?
Because I give a lot of chances and like
Giving fake chances?
Like I don't hold grudges, I hold.
Did you hear the question?
What was the question? Sorry.
I said, have you ever given someone a fake second chance as far? They fucked up and then you pretend to be cool with them or call them out, but like you haven't let it go. You're just pretending to be calm.
Yes.
Why do you do that?
Because
I know Kumbi, the way we've spoken, I know you don't do that. Like you've said, if you're not cool with someone, then you're.
So you, sir,
why is that not a thing for you?
Like I'm not real. Like I'm not real. Like I'm a fake person. And like it's not like I do it on purpose.
Say to the camera.
I'm a fake person. Like I'm plastic. Like it's not like I do it on purpose. Like it's just how I am. I'm very forgiving. Like I forgive, but I don't forget. That's the thing about me. So the more you keep doing things right, I'll keep forgiving you. but I will not forget.
Is so really at the end, I don't know.
Like, it's forgive. What is forgive? Like, when I don't hold the grudge, but I don't forget what you've done.
That's not, I feel like, okay, what he's saying is, let's say I do something to you and you're not over it, you're still angry about it, but you're acting like you're cool.
Yeah, I'll forgive you, right? I'll forgive you, but I will not just, like, I'll keep it like, oh, this, like, nobody can, you cannot forgive and forget, like, that's not the real thing.
It is.
It's not real, like, you're not the robot, like, you can't delete something that somebody has done.
Sure.
That's the, like, if somebody has, you forget.
I forget until triggered.
Is it possible to forget?
Like, me, or I have bad memory.
Scientifically possible to forget.
Like, my memory is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I might not remember the details of what you did, but I know that you did something. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I might just remember that, this person, you've done something to me, but like,
I can't really remember
what you did, though, but I just know that you had actually done something. So I'll just be like, okay. You'd be very wary and cautious around that kind of person.
Mm. And it's bad. I know it's bad. What I do is bad. Because at the end of the day, when I now finally attack you, like, it's like I'm exploding.
Oh, I did.
And it can literally be for like this, like, oh, you did not lock my lockout. Or you didn't push. Yeah, I'll be holding this since. That's the thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can wrap it up. Like, we've covered a lot of things, but just for key takeaways or like, related, there's actually power in forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I think when you learn to just, I don't know, there's no tutorial on how to forgive, honestly. You just have to figure out to just let things go. Do you understand? And move on. Because if you forgive, the moving on is like the forgetting part. Forgetting, I don't think it means you're literally forgetting about it. It just means you're moving on from it. You're actually moving on with a clean heart. Giving the person a clean slate, that kind of, that's exactly what I mean by forget. And I hate it when people claim to forget, but the slightest chance they get,
they bring it up.
African parents, you guys do this a lot.
It means I don't forget them.
You don't forget?
Nobody has a clean slate. Like, once you fucked up. Like.
I know. I think I give clean slates a couple times because if I don't, there are certain things that, once you've done, like, you're done, you understand? But so for us to still be cordial, it's like,
I have to actually let go.
Yeah.
I think I've had like a situation, like, it depends on how close I am to you. If I know that you're somebody that I can't find easily, like, that obviously some people are not replaceable, as easy as it is to detach. There's some people that you cannot just like find easily outside.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm very, very, very close to you and you do something to. Girls, so like, yeah, exactly. So like, it's very hard for you to come out of it. I'll give like an example of girls now. Their boyfriends might do a lot of shit to them. They can't even beat them, they'll forgive. But once you do the tiniest thing to them, they are done. Do you guess? Like, that's also the case of importance. Basically, like, where you stand in their lives, what they're benefiting from you. Basically, your importance in their life. Yeah, it's a youth thing.
Okay, so now, when you give someone a second chance, you make it a point of duty to let them know that this is a second chance. So there's room for them to learn and grow, or do you just do it and like, okay, second chance in your mind?
It depends, though. Like, you know, my friend I was telling you about that I forgive. Yesterday, I told him I was doing this podcast about second chances. I said, hope you know this is your second one. Like, I hope you know. I hope you know this is yours. So it really depends on the situation, but most of the time, they will know.
Because
when I cut you off, you will know.
Okay, so there's like a time frame where things are like fights.
Yeah, like you actually know, and then you have to act. Because even when our friendship fell out that last time, we had a fallout, like how you had yours, and then we got back, and he said some shit again. And I'm like, no, me and you, I don't care.
You still didn't learn.
So that's how, like, that was basically your second chance, and you fucked it up again. So now that you're here again, like, I can't be close to you as, like, I can't be as close to you as I was initially.
For my own sake,
basically. I know that for my own well-being, peace of mind, everything, like, it's just not going to work out that way.
What about you? Do you let them know that you're giving them a second chance, or do you just do it since you have, you give, like, 50 million now, so you don't have to tell them 50 million times?
Like, from what you guys have described about second chances, like, not after, like, okay, when you've put this one, so what was it? I feel like if you call someone, the person will know.
You don't always have to cut it off to be a second chance.
Okay, like when you just, let's okay,
when the person just gets to your last strand, then you're like, let's take it back down. Like, you're here, but let's go back here.
Yeah, okay. So, me, the person will not know if you like, because I will be relating with you but you've done something. And
so if you guys, no, if you guys don't tell them, how does that ensure?
I'm not angry at you, right?
How does that ensure that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's bad.
It's your fault if you don't let them drink it. Because I'm not a very confrontational person unless you mean something to me. That's the only time I'm going to address the situation. If not, I'll leave you like that. You might not even know what you did or anything, and I don't have that strength to start explaining if you're not important.
Okay, what happens when you confront someone and then they react in a way that gives you so much more, like you already said, that they mean so much to you? So imagine, because it happened to a friend of mine quite recently actually, and this person doesn't still know, because I confronted the person the first time and they just walked over the conversation, and I was like, you understand what I'm just, you understand what I'm trying to tell you, and
gravity of the situation,
exactly, and you just like over it.
Kind of thing, like, I know that I call you up for a reason, and clearly that reason still holds. Like, exactly. There's no point in me trying to resolve, or even like when you're trying to address a situation and they try to bring up your own shortcomings that they did not address before. Mm-hmm. Like, you had your chance. If this thing was in your heart, why didn't you say it? Why are you not trying to deflect from the situation that I'm trying to address? Mm-hmm. Jigga, like, they try to, once you just do that, I know that. Nah, it's not gonna work. Like, you don't want to sort out what I'm saying. You want to turn it against me. Like, jiggers. I don't know if you understand where I'm coming from. So things like that, I know that definitely we're not even supposed to be in the same place. We're not supposed to be in the same place. Clearly, you're not meant for me. I'm not meant for you.
Okay, so we've come to the end of this episode, but like, that means we're moving on to the unfiltered takes. I asked you guys to. I know you didn't do your assignments.
You like did. I did do. Yeah. I did, but like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually have, this is from Yetunde. So she's asking, when is it time to stop giving second chances and move on? So I'll let you guys answer.
Okay, so let me answer this. Okay, let me never use relationship. Let me just say generally, when you want to move on, I feel like when you want to know when it's time to move on, it's not everybody that is ready to move on when they know they've been hurt. I don't know if you understand that.
So people want to dwell
let me not even use myself. Let's say a relationship. Now, you know that it's going to shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that if you end this thing with that person, you're going to get back together.
Yeah.
Because you know that in your heart of hearts, you're not ready to move on. You've not... You still have a lot. So I feel like you should just try to start breaking that attachment away little by little. That's the thing in most females in relationships, if they break up with you, most of the time they've already emotionally detached from you before the breakup, so it doesn't come as such a shock, or it doesn't hurt you as much, because it has been happening over and over again. I've been giving you second chances, I've been forgiving, you've been messing up, and I don't have that strength anymore. So I feel like it's not like you're supposed to just cut them off in like immediately. You can also give like second chances, but you should stop when you know that this thing is detrimental to your health, your well-being, because some people take all these things like to heart. They fall sick from like being sad, things like that. They actually like really deep it and all. So when you feel like it's just not worth your time anymore, and you're certain that you can actually move on from this, it's not easy, yo. It's definitely not easy, but it can be done, and it has been done before, so you can do it again.
Yeah, same thing. Like when the person has done the most, like as well, like
you even have to wait that long, though. Sometimes yours is enough.
You can tell that this person, yeah, like you've seen
their. Already done this one. If I give you chance, yeah. If I kill you, do more.
Fair. So most of the other questions that I have, we've kind of already answered them in the course of the episode. So just listen again. If you ask a question, just go back. And then also, this unfiltered takes, the Google form is on the link on my bio. So if you have any dilemmas, if you have any takes you want to ask, obviously I can't feature everyone.
Yeah.
So when we give the topic in advance, just try and like pitch in. Or it can be something that is unrelated, just a story or something you want us to talk about, like want our opinion and stuff. So yeah, thank you for listening to the end of this episode. I hope you learned a couple things. Shade was thrown. I hope you caught it. You in particular.
I got to stole my tickets.
I hope you caught the shade. So yeah, just subtly just send the link to someone that you know that needs to hear one or two. And then if later on stuff come on this topic still, maybe on the next one we'll just like mention it quickly before be gone. Yeah, and then we have episodes like attachments, jealousy versus envy, friendship jealousy, so just do well to check them out. So yeah, do you have any final words to your fans? If Kumbi's entry, I please remove it though, because let me just say that one now.
Please, oh, I'm very.
She has told me she's not looking for love. You know, you're alone by choice. Should we shake that table? But if you want to give her modeling gigs, yeah, she's down for that. And Carrie does TikTok, so if you want to help his ministry, and also go ahead.
Thank you. Why didn't you like help me apply that now? Like, I deserve to be gone.
You literally just say you do TikTok, like you just sold yourself short from the beginning.
I do TikTok, no, that's what I do. This is God help us.
Well, this God help us in Nigeria, as you can see. We will shout out to the end of the episode. And also shout out to is it JBN or is it Safari something? I'm forgetting what his name is, but like he's the person that worked on the last episode for me. So and then there's Victor. I'm trying to like expand and build a team. So yeah. Thank you and goodbye.